Everyone, and welcome back to Shoujo, your favorite anime recap and discussion series. This week, we continue our coverage of Chihaya Furu. But first, let's catch up. What has the great and wonderful Joe been up to in the last week? I'm Sarah, you're Joe. Sorry.
I'm Joe. Nobody is starting on episode 13 of Season 2 or whatever. Like, I feel like that's not a good, not a good game.
I don't know if there's a series you could be more lost in by jumping into than Chihaya Furu.
That would be pretty bad. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That's not a great maneuver. I have finally finished After War Gundam X. I did it. I finished Gundam X. This is a Gundam that got canceled. So instead of having like a run that is in the like 40 something episodes, it was only 39, which means they had to compress the end, which helped it a lot because the pace was much better at the end. And also, I liked it. I thought this was good. This is a Gundam nobody watched, and I thought it was great. I had a good time. It's fun. I like the kid whose name escapes me. What's his name?
You like him so much you don't remember his name.
Listen, there's a lot of characters. There's Tifa. I like Tifa. She's great.
And, from Final Fantasy?
No, from Gundam X. Whatever. I can't believe I just can't remember that kid's name. What's his name? I'm just remembering all the other Gundam protagonists. Anyway, I liked him. It was nice. It talks about how new types, which are the best part of Gundam, by the way. I don't think I've mentioned this, but new types are the best part of Gundam.
New robots?
No. You might think Gundam is about robots, right? You might think it's about...
Well, what's a new type?
It's like a new type of guy.
So just a new series, new protagonist.
No.
Isn't that a given?
Some people, when you go into space and you get a different perspective on the world, you become free of Earth's gravity in a metaphorical sense, and you become a new type of person, which means sometimes you have psychic powers.
Mostly
it just means you're able to connect with people in different ways, and you're also not beholden to like old styles of thinking.
There is ever a Gundam where it's like the Gundam ability is like radiating and like killing or like hazardous except for the freaking ones in Witch from Mercury, right? Because those are early models. We're doing something to people to operate.
I mean, then. Like the Gundam so first off, the Gundam's kind of evil. Like it's supposed to show up and it's like the harbinger of war, basically. And also being in the piloting the Gundam for too long.
It was like friendship with the robot.
Oh no, Gundam is not about friendship. It is absolutely not Zoids. About friendship. You're thinking of like Voltron or something. Where they combine. No, people are combining, but they are not. This is not a show about friendship. This is a show about like.
Are they combining like they combine in Darling in the Franxx? If you know,
they're
what
not
I mean.
Doing anything like Darling in the Franxx. Thank you very much. Garrett, his name's Garrett. That's the kid. I like Garrett.
Okay.
So anyway, Gundam is good. I'm about to watch the Gundam Wing movie after this. So that'll be fun. And then we're into Turn A, which people also like. So I got a couple of good Gundam things coming up.
Nice. Yeah,
so I watched that. I also finished Thousand Times Resist, that game. Finished that video game. Do you know anything about that one?
No.
Okay, you play. So it's a game about a bunch of clones in a facility.
Uh-huh.
And like they're all clones of this one chick who's the All-Mother. And they're like, and all of these clones are aspiring to be in one of five kind of elevated positions. There's a healer, a knower who's in charge of knowledge, a fixer that fixes stuff, a bang bang fire who is the security detail, and you play as Watcher who is supposed to observe things, and you learn the history of why you all are here and you know, about like the All-Mother's parents and like the diaspora and the issues going on in like Hong Kong and stuff like that. And it's like a very narrative heavy game. It's really cool. It has a lot of really cool stuff. I think this won like awards and things like that. And I think it deserved it. It's like 12 hours. It's not that bad. Lots of really good voice acting in it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So we're full in it. We're back in Gundam.
We're back in it. Well, this is not Gundam, but
okay, whatever.
It's sci-fi.
Oh, sorry, the game. Sorry. Yes.
It's like sci-fi fantasy stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you're really into.
We're back in.
Because, like, right, you played Halo and all of that in high school, but
I did.
Was there like, were you just like, this is all that's coming out right now? Because I feel like you are very drawn to science fiction and like magic themed things.
Yeah, like I like science fiction in terms of like that's the genre that likes to speculate about like how the future can work and different types of ideologies and stuff like that. But I'm not a hard science guy. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, here's this world building and here's exactly how it works and all this other stuff. So it's like, if you just start throwing magic stuff in, I'm like, cool. That's cool.
What's the best, like, magic?
The best magic
thing ever? Or what's your favorite magical, like, world or
thing with magic in it?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of
like where it acknowledges that it's magic and not that it's some other thing, I guess.
Yeah. Like magic is integral. I mean, I was reading the Earthsea books for a while. I kind of like that one where it's all based on like names and like
you
knowing
like the
names
first
of
one.
I like the first one and I like the second one. And then I didn't like the third one. And then I haven't read the fourth one because I'm dragging my heels through everything.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that one's pretty fun because it's all about like naming and names and stuff like that.
Hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm not like a huge, like if I'm doing fantasy, I want fantasy to be about like an interesting like story and characters and stuff. I'm not huge on like world building.
I feel like your name should be Wizard of Cool rather than Mafia.
Oh, because I'm a wizard. Like I'm watching the Sopranos.
Guy.
No, okay. I'm sorry. I picked up my Sopranos watch.
Uh-huh.
I'm back in it.
All I know about that show is that, right, like it begins, like the franchise begins and ends with the same scene, kind of. Is that right? Like the setting or oh, never mind. JK, I don't know.
It might.
I haven't watched it. I don't know anything.
I don't think so, because I know what the ending scene is because it's like famous or whatever.
Yeah.
It probably has like the same like setup, like the episode goes the same or something. Like that wouldn't surprise me. Like the same episode beats. That seems like a thing they would do. But yeah, but that's what I've been up to. What have you been up to?
I still have this puppy that I'm pretty sure I will be adopting. I know last week I was like, puppies fucking suck and this and that, but I don't know. I guess it's like she's getting better now that she's settled in. She's not as much of a monster, and I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
Yeah, she's just very cute, and I think when she's not in the, like, I want to chew on everything you own phase, it'll be better.
Yeah.
We did lose another cable to her, though.
Oh, no.
Time since her last recording. It was just for, like, the headset stand I have that has, like, some USB plugs, so it's not, like, a... I mean, it's, you know, mostly just to rest my headset on, so it's fine. Or I keep saying headset. I mean my headphones.
Mm.
And let's see. What else? Love Island, getting good.
How much is left?
We're about halfway through the season.
Okay.
US is 6 weeks, and then UK is always 8 weeks. So that may be why US is better, because UK really drags that, like, the first week in the last week dragon the UK version. Freaking Meg the Stallion, did I talk about this last week
at the convention?
I can't remember. She was on Love Island.
Oh, she was
so
on
everything.
What?
I'm doing Meg the Stallion's also doing. I love it.
You're so connected. Do you listen to her music?
No
you should. It's pretty good.
Is it?
Some of it is.
Yeah, I haven't listened to her music,
but
she seems like a really cool one. I love how much, because she like knew everything about everyone, so she's like watching it. So she seems cool. She was promoting like a new bathing suit line she has, and she was the host for a game and blah blah blah, so it was fun. I got a new mattress, so I'm no longer in a twin size bed. I'm a grown up again.
There we go. What size?
And okay, a queen.
Okay.
Also, Joe, first time you're hearing, but okay, so I'm going to renew for another year here.
Okay.
Just because, even though I want to, maybe allowed to, doesn't mean I can afford to move out of state yet. But I can't afford to do anything that doesn't stop me, but still. Well, it's like, because I was like, oh, I'll get like a shorter lease, but it like makes the rent per month so much more.
Yep.
So I'll just do another year, but I'm going to move into a bigger floor plan here.
Okay.
Yeah. So there'll be one more year bathroom for when you sleep over.
Texas year.
Yes. Yep. Get my sister's wedding out of the way. New supervisor. She's in town this week, so getting to know her more, which has been really cool. Do you remember what Frag Dolls were?
No.
It was like a Ubisoft, like, I don't know, like game or like esports team that was all females. And I think she was like, apparently they had a little almost like intern program called like Frag Cadets or something. So, but because she used to work at Ubisoft. Getting to know her. I'm excited for what's to come at work now. We have a new course coming out this week.
Good.
Cool. And we might be doing karaoke this week. That's
fun.
Let's see.
Well, hey.
I'm like trying to think. Yeah. Not much.
So, update.
Yes.
I was talking to my mom before this.
Uh-huh.
And she mentioned, and this is
yeah.
She mentioned that what was it, the tiny zoo thing you mentioned last time?
Tiny Tales to You.
That's right, Tiny Tales to You. Her former coworker used to work there at one of those.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. So she was like telling me about it, and she's like, oh, I should talk to Sarah about it, and I'm like, you should.
Yeah.
So my mom who listens, if you haven't done it yet, this is my call out on you.
Yeah, get my number, friend Joe. We can talk. I have more shoujo recommendations for you. If you don't want to listen to or watch these Gundam things to connect with your son, you can connect with me instead.
Wow. Okay.
I like every time I post something from our podcast, I think it's your aunt is like, I've never heard Joe laugh so much.
Oh my God. It's true. I never laugh in my outside life. I never make jokes or anything. I'm just totally stoic.
Well, I don't like laugh, like cackle like that ever. I think I did when I was younger, but I don't know. Cause I feel like it's just definitely like you have to be hanging out for a duration of time to where you're like, don't eat my hair, puppy. Or chew on my chair, please. Not that. Oh, she's so cute. Okay. Nope. I've lost it.
Mm.
I'm done.
All right. Chihaya.
Mm-hmm.
Chihaya Furu, episode 13, or verse 13, is called In My Dreams, I Creep Closer to You. If only had anything to do with this episode.
For sure. There are creeps in this episode.
That's true. There sure are. We open back up on our game against the weird girl. Chihaya has reconnected with the spirit of poetry and is ready for the rest of the match. Because last
Joe,
time... Yeah?
Her name's Nagumo. She's kind of important. She's just...
Yeah, I wrote her name. Her name's, I don't just call her weird girl the whole time.
Okay.
Anyway, I noticed at this point that like the show has really good musical cues. I haven't pointed this out yet. I feel like I don't talk enough about like how the show's constructed or whatever. But really good musical cueing in this where it's just like, oh, this person's feeling this. And here we go. We're going to hit the note.
Yeah, I do like the music. Like the music is quite what?
My mom is sending me pictures of her at Tiny Tales.
Your mom.
I'll send her your
psychic.
Anyway, Chihaya has just taken a card close to Megumu, which is pretty aggressive for her or for this match. Everybody is impressed, including Chihaya, who is so stunned that she gets taken against twice in a row. Megumu and Chihaya both hit at a card at the same time. She remembers Nishida's advice to always contest cards, even though she's like super shy about it because she's a wuss. Megumu, for her part, is like, oh, yeah, that's cool. You can just have it. And Chihaya feels so bad that she totally misses next round. Everyone else on Chihaya's team feels like she might try to or she might lose, so they need to step it up. Satomu in particular is trying to step it up. He thinks about Sumire's notes. She pointed out that her opponent is a super fan of a singer who sings about broken hearts, and he figures that his opponent wants all of the poems that are also about broken hearts. And then he takes one and tries to inspire everybody. And Sumire also feels like she contributed, even though I don't know how she knew he was thinking that, but she did. Everyone's here and doing something, except for Tsukuba, who sucks. Despite Chihaya's poor performance, the rest of the team is gaining momentum. Taichi sees that Chihaya is losing decently at this point and thinks that maybe tasking her to win against probably the second best person here was maybe not the best move of all time. He's like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have laid on the pressure. We get a bit where Megumu's headband falls off and everybody speculates as to why she made headbands for the whole team, but then we learn it was just so she wouldn't look stupid wearing one alone. This was kind of funny, I guess.
No, it was supposed to be so that it's like, look, we're all together.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like, oh, we're like doing this thing as a team, but at the end she's just like, I would look dumb if it was just me. Which is so true.
Well, you know how like earlier their advisor had like made the little things for their kimono sleeves. It would have made sense if they had embroidered into those things.
Oh yeah.
The way that, you know, because she's like, here, I prepared these for you.
Yeah, and we were like, what'd you do? Like
they're
that.
Just, no.
She's not dedicated enough, you know?
No, yeah. And that kind of gets pointed out.
Yeah.
This round of episodes.
Chihaya unexpectedly takes a card faster than Megumu, and that rattles her a little bit. She begins to doubt if her team can really pull through. Chihaya sends Megumu a one-syllable card. Then she takes a card from Megumu that she was guarding, which was impressive. This really gets to Megumu, and we learn that she doesn't actually care about becoming queen, even though she is going to say the opposite of this in about 3 minutes. We get a flashback of everybody on the team helping Chihaya get better at taking multi-syllable cards. Meanwhile, Megumu has no peers to help her get better, and she starts to get bitter about it. In the next round, everyone on Chihaya's team takes except for Chihaya. Megumu, however, is so focused on her match that she can't rally her own team. There are no slouches, though, and every game remains competitive. Chihaya's game is very back and forth, and Chihaya thinks that Megumu is like her if she had just gone all out on speed and not done any of the other stuff. Chihaya starts playing more strategically and is able to take 3 consecutive cards. One of Megumu's teammates... What?
I was going to say, what a bummer that everyone except Chihaya got that one card. They're like, ah, oh, come on.
Yeah.
She's so unreliable that everyone else is just thinking about her match while they're playing theirs.
Yeah.
The ace is supposed to be like the, you know, rest easy. I got this person.
Yeah. One of Megumu's teammates tries to step up and provide some spoken support to the rest of her team. This scares Nishida because how could a girl be so loud and scary? Megumu and Chihaya both hit a card again, but this time they both try and contest it. Chihaya backs down because she's non-confrontational, and Megumu starts to get hype as we cut to credits.
Is that the shortest recap we've ever had for an episode?
This one's really short.
I felt short.
I felt despair knowing that this one match is going to go 3 episodes.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. Nishida, stop it.
Nishida sucks these episodes, dude. He's terrible.
Oh my god, man. What is happening? Oh.
Yeah. So we're going to learn more about Megumu's team and Megumu, a character.
Oh, we thought we were... We got the out last time.
We were like, okay, cool. Like, we kind of learned. Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh,
it's mostly just about one. And she's the cool one. The one that Nishida thinks is like manly.
Yeah.
I'm like, I like her. She seems cool. See, she's like lower effort to draw, but still like distinct and has actual real eyes, unlike Nishida or Satomu.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a little more effort, please, from our author?
No, only some characters get full you definition.
Retro's your lazy character. You can't be doing this to main characters, man.
I don't think she's a main character. It's fine.
No, I mean Nishida and Satomu.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't know what to do with Nishida this season, which has never been clearer in these episodes. Yeah. Do you want to go to the next one?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Episode 14 is called People Would Ask If I Was Pining for Someone. We get a recap of last episode as the OP plays. We return on Shinobu shuffling through the cards, reciting the poems to herself, because these are all her friends. Arata is still writing his essay, but the other guy is like, wow, this is so amazing, Arata, you're so good at writing, you should be an author. But he's like, whatever, man. Finally, the last Fukui guy and the coach show up, because they were stuck in traffic this whole time. And the guy is like, oh my god, Shinobu's here? That's crazy. Why are you skinny now? But then their coach scolds him for saying that to her, even though it was very funny.
They're just talking about her right in front of her. It's
Well, he was saying it to her. She's like, whoa, you got super skinny. What happened? The coach changes the subject to tell Shinobu that her school lost to Mizuzawa. And Arata's like, Mizuzawa's still in? And the coach is like, yeah, they're in the semifinals. Shinobu talks shit about Team Karda and says it's relaxing to watch. And then she challenges Arata to a match to, quote, kill some time. But Arata refuses, saying that it's a day for team matches. So he's not going to play individual matches.
Well, everything Shinobu says is like a backhanded.
She's so sarcastic.
Yes. You're trying to be too cool, girl. It's showing a little.
I feel like I don't even know if she's trying to be cool. It just genuinely seems like she doesn't want
to
be here.
Trying too hard to not care. Yes. If you didn't care, you wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, because but she's so alone.
Make up for something.
And she's so alone because she's so unpleasant to be around.
I feel like she's fine outside of Karada. Mm. We need some time with her outside of Karada.
But I don't think there is. I don't think there's a Shinobu outside of Karada is the thing. Like, I don't think there is Shinobu hanging out and chilling.
Birdman Rally.
She could have gone to Birdman Rally. It's true.
Yeah.
She probably just watches by herself, though. Anyway, back to semifinals. A retro team has lost, so all attention is on Mizuzawa's match. Mizuzawa is basically an unknown at this point, so everyone is shocked that they're still in it. Nishida is afraid of his opponent, who is like the second in command of her team. Nishida screws up and loses, and he's like, damn, I lost again. And Megumi was all mad that her teammate won before she did, because we're being competitive.
Yeah, she's definitely got like an ego.
Yeah.
With her hierarchy in the little team.
Seven cards remain, and Chihaya takes one of Megumu's best cards from her. Suddenly, Kana wins her game, so it's 1-1, and there are six cards left. Taichi is winning by two cards, but notes that there are still 18 dead cards in the deck. His opponent faults.
That is so many.
His opponent faults, so he is probably going to win. Megumu and Chihaya's game is tied 3-3. The next card is the Chihaya Furu card, and both Satomu and Taichi takes it. This wins to Taichi his match, so now it's 2-1 in the score. Chihaya, however, didn't take and lost her best card, and the rest of Mizuzawa is shocked. Shocked! How could she lost her best card? Her name's in it. We learned that the final score of Retro's team game was 1-4, meaning they got crushed. Chihaya thinks that both her and Megumu should work hard so Shinobu isn't alone in her own tier anymore. Elsewhere, Shinobu's like, did someone just say something to me? I don't know. Chihaya loses her match, leaving only Satomu's game left, because it's now 2-2. Chihaya is about to pass out, but Taichi and Kana grab her shoulders to keep her up. Satomu's game is down to the last card, again somehow. Two of the four dead cards are red in a row, so Satomu takes a brief break. Sumire remembers how Satomu said that games can be scary. Two more dead cards are red, so the next card will have to be one of theirs. Satomu thinks Karda is scary, but he also thinks to himself that he'll always have. But then he stops thinking as he takes the card from his opponent's side of the field, winning the game and the match. It's incredible. Everybody is shocked at the upset. At the end of the match, Megumu asks the photo club boys for the data so that she can review it later instead of deleting it like she normally does. And I realize this whole thing has been a setup for this moment for her to be like, I don't want to just forget all my matches. I want to actually review them for once. After the match, Satomu's like, all right, good game, everyone. Anyway, here are my notes about our next opponents. But the rest of the team is like, wait, hold on, Satomu, how the hell did you take that last card? And he's like, oh, yeah, I just guessed. Most of the time, the cards starting with that syllable have gotten drawn first when it's down to the end, so I just went with that. And Taichi's like, that's still just a 50-50 chance. But then Nishida thinks about how pros have all sorts of superstitions when playing, so I guess Satomu does too now. Satomu finishes his thought from before, saying that he will always have his data to help him. There we go. Chihaya tries to think about how she could have won her match while tightening her fist. Suddenly, Taichi grabs her hand and stops her fingers from digging into her hand. And she's like, wow, I didn't know I needed to relax. Thanks, Taichi. Won't read into that much.
Well, she doesn't actually think that, though.
She
but
doesn't
hopefully
think that.
She goddamn noticed that he noticed when she didn't.
I don't think she did.
I doubt it.
I don't think so. The Mizuzawa coach gets an update that the concert band has lost their regional prelims. Tsukuba asks the coach to order them all to replace Kana with him, and she's like, what the hell's wrong with you? And Kana is like, come on, Tsukuba, do I look tired? I can play one more match. But then she stops and is like, that's not true, I'm beat, please sub in for me, as we cut to credits.
Depending how long we take to recap, this might be the shortest episode ever.
I mean, This episode rule. This is just like Satomu is the best this season. He's hard carrying them through everything. He wins this match and it's awesome. It's like the first cool thing that happens this season, I feel like.
Yeah, well, right. We've seen in the past where like the luck of the draw is like there's not much he can do about it, but he went for it and against someone higher ranked than him too. So anyone he goes against is going to be underestimating him solely based off his rank.
Yeah.
D or class C. Yeah.
But just like the sequence
and
where he
also,
takes
mm-hmm. How many matches did he watch where it even became luck of the draw to build
I
enough
know.
Of his
this
statistics,
happens
right?
all the time and I just don't understand it.
Dude, he should start his own little card like blog or something. Like
yeah. I guess if it's just like you watch, I guess if you're like watching a whole room of people playing, at least one person will get down to the end. Because it's basically like you're just as good as the other person, right? So if you mostly just take your own
yeah,
and you don't really
true.
Take the other person.
Yeah, all these matches were pretty close, right? It wasn't
they're
like
all
huge...
so close all the time. Yeah. Except for Nishida, who got crushed immediately because
yeah.
he sucks.
I know,
he's blowing
being
it.
The first one to lose. Yeah, dude, you're going to get written off the show if you keep this up.
Yeah, it's so funny that like Nishida was the one worrying about Satomu a couple episodes ago for he's like, oh, he's falling behind. And then this episode,
yeah,
he distinctly
yeah.
falls behind and Satomu
That's
clutches
right.
at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
Yep, yep, yep.
Anyway, that was
see,
awesome.
Another round where basically we only watched Chihaya.
What is our takeaway from hers?
Pinch.
Because it's like, she says the thing where
that
it's
they're
like,
evenly
oh.
mashed.
Well, but she says the thing where it's like, oh, Megumu's like me if I had just went all in on speed. But then she loses. So it's like, maybe you should have gone all in
like
speed.
But it's not like speed is the only thing Megumu has, right? Like the guys who watch her camera pervs give their own commentary about how she's gotten faster. So that's something she's been working on, which means she wasn't relying on speed up to this point. I kind of took it as like Chihaya is like, oh, Megumu would be me if I hadn't learned all these new things in the previous year, which is like pretty cocky to say when she's the one who went off in the qualifiers when you didn't.
Yeah.
But
you feel I feel like she would win off of that comment, but then she loses. So I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah. I mean, I do like the notion of like let's keep getting better so that Shinobu has some
competition.
Rivals, my god. Yeah.
Is the high school one gender separated?
The individuals?
Yeah.
I don't think so because okay. right Kana and Satomu went against each other in
right.
their little thing.
Right. Okay.
So no, I don't think so.
Because I was going to be like, you know, Shinobu asked Arata to play, but if it's separated, he's never going to play her.
Yeah, I think it's only separated when it comes to the title of Emperor and Queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she's all alone and has no friends and is also not that fun to be around because she's just catty all the time.
She needs like a little pet.
They're
like
not
going to
hang out. We're like five episodes. No, we're 10 episodes from the end. They're not going to go hang out.
It's all going to be Fujisaki, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Oh.
We haven't even got it. We should jump to the next
episode. All right, we'll jump to the next episode.
Finish that before we speculate.
Despair. Episode 15 is called No Matter Where I Stand. We open on where we ended. Chihaya examines Kana's hand, and we see that her middle finger is swollen because she jammed her finger last game. She's like, well, at least it was me and not like Chihaya, our ace or something. And Chihaya is like, what? But Kana's like, this is the reason we have subs for this exact purpose. Just sub me out. It's fine. Tsukuba feels bad because he just thought that she'd be tired because she's a girl. But actually, she got hurt and he didn't notice because he sucks. Kana gets some first aid as the OP plays. We return on Retro's. What?
I was going to say, name one redeeming thing about Tsukuba.
Fucking nothing. It's terrible.
He spends time with his younger siblings.
I'm going to have things to say about the gender dynamics of the show at the end of this episode. Remind me to talk about that.
Okay. Oh, my God. Boy, oh boy, there's a new entry into worst scum of
we just recommend,
Chihaya
like,
Furu.
We introduce the worst guys you've ever met. Anyway, we return on Retro's team, who's hiding from Sudo. The coach that knew Arata finds them and asks them if they know who Arata is, and Retro's like, I know that guy, he's my rival back in sixth grade when I played him, and he was annoying. And the coach is like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I wanted to tell you guys that he was here to cheer you on, but because of certain circumstances, he couldn't be here in person. You should go visit him, he's on the other floor, right over there. And Retro's like, what? And then he looks over at Mizuzawa and he's like, well, this doesn't have anything to do with me. And then Sudo shows up and half jeers slash half motivates them. I don't really know what was going on here. He like shows up and he's like, you guys suck, but also I'm wearing the team shirt. And I'm like, why are they cheering them on now? But they're playing for third. I didn't realize this at the moment. So I'm like, why is this happening? The next opponent is Fujisaki. They got to figure out their lineup because they have like a lot of members. They have like a lot of members in Fujisaki.
They have so many.
It's like too many. Their coach is like a stern hot lady. She cuts one of the guys that was starting and subs in a pink haired chick instead, whose name is Yamashiro Rion. One of the Fujisaki guys is like, oh, she's super scary. She's only a second year and all the third years love her. And also she's totally stealing my haircut because he's the guy who said that thing earlier.
With the like little bob thing. Yeah,
the blonde guy. She comes to tell him that she watched Mizuzawa's match last game and could tell them how they play. But he snaps at her saying not to give advice to third years. The other guys are like, man, you should chill out. But he's like, dude, she never shows any emotion and it's freaky. And Rion flatly states that they'll win if she plays. Besides, it was the coach's call to change the lineup.
You tell him.
In the break room. This guy's so whiny. In the break room, the Fujisaki coach thinks about how her roster is top heavy with only good third years and few good first years. Retro's coach comes in and talks to her about subbing that one guy in because he won his last match really handedly. The snubbed guy is taking it hard, or the subbed out guy is taking it hard, and the rest of the team is like, I don't know, man, maybe you could try to appeal to the coach, but he doesn't think that she'd consider it because she's very calculating. We spend a lot of time on this. We spend so much time on this. I'm like, what is happening? Retro is still wondering if he should tell Chihaya and Taichi about Arata. Kana looks at the moon and thinks about poems about the moon. I love Kana.
Yes. Oh my gosh. She has a good time this episode.
Satomu tells the team that he can 100% guess the lineup. They're all great players, which means they don't really care about their lineup all that much and typically just put people based on like what they want, which means they're mostly in the same spot. Also, they're probably going to sub someone out for that one girl because the weird guy from like five episodes ago told him that the girls are scarier than the guys. So we should expect that. Taichi looks over at the Fuji.
Which is a... That's a bad statement if only one girl was worth
it. Yeah, it's just, well, we're going to find out this dude is obsessed with this girl.
Yes. Oh, wait.
What?
God, okay.
You picking up the puppy? You good?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Goddamn dog.
Taichi looks over at the Fujisaki captain and is like, that guy kind of looks like Arata. Man, I sure have forgotten that he's supposed to be here. Everyone piles in for the final. Kana is sad that she's not playing now because they have a guest reader, Yamashiro Kyoko, grade 7. She's one of the best in the biz. And Kana's like, dang, I'm so mad I can't play with her reading. This sucks. Chihaya hypes up the team, saying that it's much harder to be the best team in the world than the best individual player. The lineup is red. Rion is against Chihaya. We also learned that she's the reader's granddaughter. Nishida.
Rigged.
What? Yeah, rigged. Conflict of interest. She's going to read different. Nishida is up against a guy who's mad that his buddy was swapped out. Taichi's against their captain, which he requested specifically because he wants to beat up fake Arata. Tsukuba is matched against a guy who also has fox-like eyes, and Satomu is against the blonde guy who was mean to Rion earlier. He's like, hey, you're that guy who asked me those questions earlier. Wow, I can't believe you made it to the finals. Wild. But you know you guys are going to lose, right? And Satomu counters by saying he should stop blowing his bangs when he's losing, which is extremely funny because Satomu is funny. Mm-hmm. I like him.
That's right. He knows this guy's weaknesses. Yeah.
He's like, I've been watching you and you're super lame. Apparently Retro's team is going to play for third place, but Retro isn't there. He's gone to see Arata. Arata's like, hey, that's Retro. And Retro asks Arata why he isn't going to cheer on Chihaya and Taichi. They're in the final. And then he leaves. And Shinobu's like, come on, it's just a high school match. Like, whatever, who cares, right, Arata? Then Arata rushes to the door, but then stops because if he goes, he'll be disqualified. His fake teammate is like, I mean, you could probably go, Arata. Like, there's a lot of people, they probably won't notice, but Arata says that he's not going to tempt fate.
Yeah, doesn't want to be cursed tomorrow during the individual matches.
It's true. Shinobu changes in front of everyone, but she's wearing, like, some no-maru-themed long underclothes, like it's 1950s or something. So instead of being scandalous, it's just extremely goofy. She sarcastically says that she's going to go because she's worried about tomorrow. Like, ooh, I'm getting so scared. I got to go home. But Arata asks her to watch the match because it might motivate everybody else to play better. But Shinobu's like, I don't think that's true, man. The decks are dealt and there's only one single one syllable card in play. Everybody is like, well, that sucks. But Rion seems pretty happy about it. The clock starts to memorize the cards, because it's the first part of the game, I always forget, where you get to memorize the cards for like 20 minutes. And the Fujisaki third years all stand up and leave. PSP Kid is
power
like,
move.
They always do this, don't get faked out. But Satomu already know they always do this, so everybody's cool about it. In the hallway, Fujisaki is stretching while the blonde guy talks shit about Rion. He's like, all you other third years are just in love with her. When they defend her, and two of the guys are like, dude, we have girlfriends, except it turns out that their girlfriends are a first year, which is gross, kind of. And an anime character, which is extremely funny. Then the team captain is like, I'm not into Rion because she's flat as hell. I need me some big boobs in my life, and everybody hates it.
F cups. Yeah. Oh my God.
Anyway, they turn it back on the blonde guy and are like, aren't you the one who's in love with her? You talk about her all the time, dude. Just then, Shinobu passes by and thinks about how stupid team games are.
Yeah, listening to these guys, I can see why she'd draw that conclusion.
Oh, yeah. No, it totally makes sense. Team Fujisaki comes back into the room and Taichi thinks about how his opponents is similar to Arata. And he's like, if I can beat him, it's kind of like me beating Arata, which like, I don't know, man. I don't think it's that similar. Their team captain is like, oh, hey, you're Taichi. I remember you. You played against one of our guys in the individual finals last year. That's weird, man. You're still class B. And this pisses Taichi off. And then we get an inner monologue about how his opponent fantasizes about feeling up his coach.
Wow.
He's like, too bad.
He's like, Kana.
It's like, I couldn't play Kana. Until I gotta play against this guy. I guess I'll just imagine feeling up my coach instead.
Her injury was a blessing in disguise.
How have I liked pseudo war?
What's with this author? Maybe this author hates men or something.
I don't know. I don't understand what's happening here. Blonde guy is just thinking about how he's totally not in love with Rion as the other guys think about some other random stuff. Kana is like, it doesn't seem like the other team is taking this seriously at all. The reader starts reading and everyone is like, holy shit, she's so good at reading. And then we pan over to Shinobu, who showed up after all. The game starts as we cut to credits.
We can only hope Shinobu. Well, right, because Shinobu has to remember who Chihaya is, because when she beat her, but she lost one card to Chihaya, she had like rushed out and looked at the sheet to see who her opponent had been. I doubt she remembers which school she was from, but I'm assuming she'll be like, oh, this is she's only grown this much since we last played, or blah blah blah, something like that, because obviously Chihaya is going to struggle every single match. She'll never just have an easy like, look how good I am, I just crush these people.
I'm gonna be, because this is really she's gonna be like, oh, this is the team that Arata wanted me to cheer for, what's up with these people? And he's like, hey, it's that one chick.
Something along those lines. So predictions.
I predict that this is gonna take three more episodes. I predict that we're gonna spend three more episodes on this match. And it's going to be exhausting, and we're just going to finish the individuals, and that's going to be the end of season two.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Awful.
Can we expect anything more from, well, at least season two isn't, well, then season two isn't a whole year like the first season was. So less being progressed in season two than season one.
We're 3/5 of the way through season two, and Chihaya and Arata haven't been in the same room.
Yeah.
How is this happening? And yet somehow Taichi is still losing to him in terms of boyfriend points. What is going on?
He has just got to let it go. He's just got to give it up.
He's so toast.
Or maybe he can't give it up until he reaches rank A, where he can at least be like, okay, so it's not the fact that I bet a card that she doesn't like.
He's so cooked. It's over. He's dead.
Or Taichi,
so
our best character, my favorite.
Awful. And that's my prediction. My prediction is that this is going to take a really long time. I think they're going to lose. Because all of their lineup team is Class A, right? Like all of their starters.
Yes.
Which means that, like, I love Satomu. We know this. He's the best character. by far this season. He's carrying the team. I don't think he can pull it out. It's a class A?
Yeah.
No way.
Well, the guy he's against is kind of a spaz, so who knows?
That's true. And he's played a lot of matches, but I don't know. That's going to be tough. Tsukuba is 1,000% losing. So it's going to have to be a Taichi, Chihaya, Nishida win. But Nishida sucks now and isn't going to win.
Sucks, yep. Nope. Unless I just hope we get matches other than Chihaya's.
Oh, no. Dude, the amount of time they spent setting up Rion, it's going to be all that match. It's going to be that match, and we're going to get cutaways to Taichi being like, I'm going to beat Arata. I'm finally going to do it through, like, this guy.
Nope. This that's not guy. Arata, my guy. It's nothing not like him.
It's just some guy who sucks. Let's talk about that. Hey, what's going on with all of the characters in this show? Why is, like, every
being
guy...
being problematic?
It's like every, like...
a creep.
Guy is just like a sexist asshole who thinks like all the girls are weak even if they're clearly better than you, and also they're all horny for them.
Well, I mean, from what I've seen just in dating in Japan, it's like the men are very forward, so I mean, maybe this is like not that far off from reality. Like, they're just
But they're like creepy about it too. Like, we have the camera guys.
Yes, I don't. Well, right, because this is like a thing where it's like, oh, this is the humor of anime. And I hate that. Like, it's not funny.
I didn't mention
it's
this.
Gross. And it's not. Yeah.
I didn't mention this, but Quiz Bowl guy keeps showing up.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And talking about Chihaya.
He's in the crowd. Uh huh.
In a way that's totally boring. It's bad.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, we don't have any like lingering characters that Chihaya has played that are female. It's just dude, like the crowd. It's either someone on the team, which would be Kana and Sumire, but Sumire is not thinking about the game. Like, no, I don't know. Like, the only female opponent of notes that we've seen have been that older lady who kept saying, "Lucky me."
Oh my God. Yeah.
Choke her out, and then the small prodigy child, right? They're not coming back.
I mean, she didn't play her, but what's her face? The one who played in the queen match and lost.
Yeah.
We got a lot about her.
Yeah, but like none of them are super. Like, Pseudo, for some reason, is just going to be around forever.
I like him more because at least he's not like a gross pervert, but.
Yeah, he's giving interesting, like. Commentary on, you know, because he's someone who played against Chihaya like a year ago exactly almost, so he is able to like see the difference between then and now in her.
Yeah,
and I guess because he lost her, he's invested in her progress.
It's weird how like it doesn't make it seem like if you play Karda you're gonna meet a bunch of fun people. It sounds like you're gonna meet a bunch of generally unpleasant guys, and then some other girls who are just like whatever, that are just like normal girls, you know what I mean? Like, this is probably the true like going to like tournament experience of just like you meet a bunch of people who suck, there's like 10 cool people, but
I guess it's like a very unpopular sport or like hobby, so maybe it's just like people who have not had the opportunity to develop social skills, so they're like kind of weird, are the only people playing this game.
I guess so. I don't know. Yeah.
Something about poetry makes the crazy guys come out of the walls.
Bad. It's bad.
Yeah. Yep.
We're talking about Kana's boots so often this season. I feel like we never talked
about
them last
season.
I guess that's
her whole purpose of existing is to have big boots for people.
No, she's supposed to be the weird poetry girl.
What happened? She gets one poem on, but and that guy is saying F cups. F cups are enormous. Those are so not common. That's so, like, you gotta order online. Like, you can't find your bra in the store.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think you're encountering that too much in Japan, my guy.
I don't think so. Maybe that's why he's so into it. With his hot teacher. She has F cups.
Yeah. Well, I.
He also seems generally unpleasant.
I know. How could. I don't know. He's some kind of beta or ass.
Fujisaki has the worst vibes of like any team we've met thus far. It seems like the least fun team to be on.
Yeah.
Like ever.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like trying to think of what would motivate a like the school doesn't like win any money from having a, like, I'm trying to think of like why you would put so many resources into having such a big team, or why it would be so, where is Fujisaki located, man? There's just nothing to do where they're from.
I don't know.
They're not from Tokyo. We know that.
This seems like a miserable club. Because, like, their coach isn't fun. She's, like, all business. And then, like, you know, all of the 30-year guys are, like, whatever bro-y bro types. Or they're the blonde guy who gets mad. And then, like, Rion is, like, just... Well, she's super flat. Because she, like, is delivering everything.
He calls her...
Emotionalist.
The... What does he call her? The Iron Mask?
Yeah. The vibes are bad.
Apparently she's related, like, to this famous reader.
There's like a bunch of first years holding signs and stuff like that. Like, this club would, I would not go to this club a second year. I'd be like, this sucks.
I mean, I could see the allure for girls because it's like, look at this cool older lady who's running the show. Like, that would be kind of cool to be around because you probably don't see that very much.
Yeah. I guess so. And I guess, like,
and then I guess some guys are just into like women being mean to them, maybe.
I guess, I mean,
but you shouldn't be feeling that way towards your freaking teacher.
Some of the guys aren't that bad. I guess like the 30-year guy who's just mad his buddy got cut. He seems fairly normal,
it's,
I guess.
Twain Joe. It's his brother. It's like
his brother.
Minata and Kanata, okay, or something. Yeah, they're twins.
Maybe they're cool. Maybe people like them.
And that's why he's like, why me? There's two of us. Why was I the one?
Yeah. So that's fine. Maybe he's cool. Maybe they're fun. The other guy, the guy Satomu is playing, just seems like a weird guy. He wasn't like, you know, he's the guy who married an anime chick. Oh yeah, the other guy was dating a first year. Yeah, it's not good. Maybe the guy who got cut is the fun one. We didn't learn anything about
him. I'm sure they have some weird twin thing or some.
Yeah, vibes are bad. I'm sorry. These vibes are terrible.
Good.
I need them to win so I don't have to think about Fujisaki ever again, but it's gonna be like five episodes.
Well,
I swear.
Though I'm sure they'll reappear in the individual rounds.
I just can't wait for Shinobu to just be really mean watching these episodes. I want Shinobu to just be
So we will get to see more Shinobu.
It's great. I love Shinobu being
mean. I mean, yeah. I guess I'll mostly be interested to see a Shinobu because, right, all we've seen, heard from her card related is like belittling other people or saying that they're her friends. But it'd be interesting to hear her thoughts on like specific moves and stuff happening within a game, within a match.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that girl's so slow, or like,
yeah,
idiot came and remember their cards, or yeah.
No, it's good. I want some POV Shinobu.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well, I guess that's it. I don't have anything else to say. I feel like nothing happens these episodes. I got to the end and I was like, nothing happened. Again, we're running out of runway with Chihai Furu. I don't know.
Yeah, I should. Maybe we need to start cramming in another episode into these.
But what if something does happen and then I'm like, Let me see. Let me look at the names of these.
Do we have an even number yet? Yeah. I mean, whatever extra time we have, we can use for recording our bonus app at least. Because I can catch up.
I see Rion in a thumbnail, so I know it goes for at least a couple more episodes.
Oh gosh. Oh, I bet we'll get a whole life backflash on her, probably.
Oh god, we're gonna learn everything about her.
Yeah.
Like, Season 3 is only 25 episodes. Does it go all the way through the manga?
The entire series?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
God.
I don't know. I can't officially legally buy the English.
It had translated 50 volumes.
Manga.
50 volumes. Which is a total.
Damn, that's a lot.
It was a total of
50?
247 chapters.
In each. One episode
is like what,
is about
three chapters?
Yeah.
247 divided by 3 is 82.
So no.
Well, I mean, they could have just condensed some of those. I mean, you could probably cut a couple out, right? So it seems like yes. Because it's 75 episodes of the show.
Nah. Oh, maybe. I don't know. I haven't read the manga. I don't want to read a crappy fan translated one.
My god, you're so...
What?
So elitist.
I want to own. If it's a good manga, I want to own it. That's why I haven't read Kimi ni Todoke, because I would like to purchase it to read.
Okay.
It's like I don't read Skip Beat online. I only read it as it comes out.
You don't even want to just read it just to know what happens. Like, I understand that you could buy it later, but like, you don't even want to.
No. I don't know why I'm like that.
That's interesting.
I feel like I need to get all my money out of my purchase.
Oh, they had some side manga. What is this? It's a middle school. Oh, we can read about Chihaya's middle school life.
Bah, boo! Unless it's Tai Chi, like, overcoming. God, no! I want Tai Chi after the show, not Tai Chi before, where he's still miserably hung up on Chihaya.
There is a spinoff sequel! What is this?
What?
Chihaya Furu plus Kimi Gatame. These look like all different characters.
Oh, is this like a crossover with some other manga artists?
According to Reddit, 2 years ago, set in the Mizuzawa Karada Club after Chihaya graduate, following first year boy Ritsu.
Oh, is she the advisor? Ritsu's a cute.
Does that mean we gotta start all over? No, we're not. There's no way. I can't read that. I'm sorry.
Well, there's no. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
wrap this episode up so I can put this puppy away and we can record our bonus.
Please like and subscribe. Hit that, smash that like button. Send us give us a review on your podcast platform of choice. Send us emails at shoujopod@gmail.com. Tell your friends to listen to the show.
Yes, please.
Is that everything?
Yep.
What did we learn?
Don't. Physically grasp at air imagining boobs. Like, just do it in your head at least. My God.
If the guys in your club tell you that they're not obsessed with a girl because one of them is dating a first year.
Wants to date you as a freshman. Yeah.
And the other one is married to an anime girl. And the last one thinks about groping their coach. You should just join another club. You should just leave.
Yeah, I am worried about you.
You should tell your coach that you're quitting because you don't like your teammates. And just don't explain it. Just be like, I don't like them. They're gross.
Yeah.
And she'll probably be like,
oh, I will say I like the coach for the for Megumu's team. He was all like, oh, the beauty of youth. And
what was?
I liked him. I liked their coach.
Yeah. What was the
school name? Is something girls school. I can't remember.
What is the what was the skip beat? Remember the bad guy's like person manager?
Oh, his manager, what he called Shoko? Milky.
What's with this? Is this like an archetype of like what if there was an office lady with huge boobs? Because she's just there.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I like she's like Ice Queen. Yeah, I don't know. A different kind of person interested in Karada, at least, is nice.
It's weird.
We can't help it. It's a curse, you know, being well endowed.
Yeah.
It's just better to morph. Right? Oh, my God. Because I bought MeUndies because they were having a Jurassic Park line.
Oh, my God.
And then my bra was too small.
Oh,
my God. What do I do with it?
Can you expand it?
It's so cute. I don't know. Maybe I'll just frame it. Get the cute Jurassic
Park. No, you gotta be like Shinobu, and when you change, all of your underwear is themed, and also it's very long, so it's not scandalous at all.
I know. Well, I did get like a set, so I've got at least one like solid set. Oh my God, the dogs are going crazy.
Okay.
I'm glad Cricket's trying to play with her. Okay, but yeah, okay. Thank you for listening to this episode and look forward to a bonus episode soon. And yep, see y'all later.
Bye.
Alligator in a while, crocodile. Welcome back to damn it, Joe.
Sorry.
I'll keep it in maybe. No puppy, leave me alone.